Well, it's the new year. That means some new taxes have to be filed. Ugh, here we go again. Michael Bauer joins us now, our correspondent, to talk about why this might be one of the first and worst filing seasons in a while, or maybe even ever. What's going on here, Michael?
I don't know about you, JT. I got my notice today that my W-2 is ready to go.
Got mine yesterday. Yep.
Yeah. But the IRS is going to start accepting 2021 tax returns in less than a week. And the filing delays, the administrative headaches, they say that that might eclipse last year, which was one of the worst filing seasons, according to an independent advocacy agency within the IRS. You're looking at taxpayers that will be facing perhaps complex paper filings. That's going to mean headaches, delayed refunds, mistakes. And according to one Treasury official, things might be more challenging than even what we anticipate. And what we anticipate is very, very challenging. So the agency in charge of raising the money that the country needs, the IRS, which collects 95 cents out of every dollar in federal revenue, is once again going to be operating hamstrung. According to one revenue agent, there's literally checks are getting sent in. People are paying their taxes. They're just not getting processed yet. And that's largely because of an antiquated system and what appears to be certainly concerns over budget cuts, an aging workforce, and a complicated hiring process. JT, the way that process works right now, the IRS doesn't have any scanning technology. They literally rely on humans to open the mail and manually enter information into its system. I imagine it's in a darkened basement someplace where everybody's in a smoky room in three-piece suits with those green visors on,
right, and they are
logging information into a system that, quite literally, most of the software was built in the 1960s, not Windows 98, JT, the 1960s.
What's the problem? I know the government moves at a snail's pace with a lot of things, and the bureaucratic red tape to get things going is astronomical. But, my gosh, since the 60s? I mean, Windows 10 at least, let's go.
Right. And what you're looking at, because as a result of all of that, is a backlog of paper filings from last year to the tune of 6.2 million unprocessed 1040 forms. They're just sitting there, waiting to be inserted, waiting to have information put in. So, and keep this in mind, too, for everybody who tried to call last year, right, to get a question answered, maybe you were freelancing or had a question about unemployment or COVID relief, your cryptocurrency, there were 282 million phone calls to the IRS. They answered only 29 million of them. So 10% of the calls that came into the IRS were actually answered. And that's all a part of the problem that they expect is going to be even more so this year. So they're suggesting, look, if you're going to do your taxes, try to avoid paper filings if possible, because that's where the real issues will come in. If you can do electronic filing, better off. Direct deposit, better off. But keep in mind, any mistakes you make are going to jam up an already jammed up process.
So is this all, you know, being driven by the fact that people are sick with COVID and they can't come in, they don't have the staff, just like every other business out there? Is it a combination of that plus the antiquated systems and the changing of some of the tax rules? Well, it sounds like a year that you really need to go early if you want that money back quicker. And maybe get some help with an accountant as opposed to trying to do everything yourself these days.
I think that's a good point, too, because I think trying to get a hold of the IRS to even answer a simple question is crazy. I mean, last year I had an issue where they had reversed my 7-year-old daughter's Social Security number by 2 digits, just had them flip-flop. And to try to get that fixed was crazy. And even to talk about the antiquated system, the only way I could send a new form back to them with the correct information was via fax. And I said, I don't have a fax machine in my house. Can I just scan it and email it to you? And they said, no, you have to fax it. You have to go find a Kinko's. In the middle of COVID, you have to go find a Kinko's or someplace. So I had to download a fax app on my phone to be able to start an account and fax it. But that's the only way they receive some information. So the antiquated part of it certainly plays a part.
Yeah. I wonder if they're still accepting carrier pigeons to deliver the tax returns.
Night. Can you turn your taxes via smoke signals?
Right. Well, it does sound like a big nightmare. And this is why I use an accountant. I mean, I'd be lost without Bert Crenshaw. This guy is a fantastic, and he's a friend, and he's done mine forever. The main reason is, you know, the laws are changing so much every year that I don't want to miss something to my benefit or miss something where the IRS is going, oh, wait a minute, audit here. And then, you know, if in fact I do get audited, at least I've got a professional there that is going to go to bat with me. And I think a lot of times I've heard from other tax people, too, that if they see and they're so strapped with less staff and so overwhelmed the amount of returns that, you know, auditing people is probably on the back burner and more opportunity for you to not be audited if, in fact, they see on your return that you have used a professional. So less likely to be trying to cheat when you've got a professional accountant doing your stuff there. But, yeah, looks like we're in for a nightmare, just like everything else slowing down because of this crazy COVID. All right. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate you.